You see the parallel here? The flesh to eat, like I said, has a negative and a positive to it. The positive side is that it's the meat of the word. You find that in Hebrews 5:14, of course. Those who are mature need the meat of the word instead of the milk of the word. And we find that that is the sense in which the word is used in the Old Testament in Exodus 16, where the people were wanting water. They had running out of food and water and so on. And the Lord then began to give them manna every morning, and in the evening, flesh to eat. That's 16:8. This shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. And verse 12, at evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay around about the host. And the dew, of course, was the manna. In that particular story, the quail represents the meat of the word, so they got both manna and quail. And that was apparently a good thing. But apparently that ended, and the people got tired of just the manna, because now God has set up a second scenario where the people needed flesh to eat, or carnal things to eat. You have two different meanings on this. Well, getting back to Acts chapter 6 then, we have these two, Stephen and Philip, sort of like the two witnesses. The two witnesses here also represent the first and the second work of Christ. We've dealt with that in past studies, of course. The two doves, the two goats, first one was a death work, the second was a living work. Of the two doves to cleanse lepers, you have the first dove that was killed in an earthen vessel over running water. And the second dove was kept alive, but dipped in the blood of the first and let loose into the open field. You have the same with the goats in Leviticus 16 on the Day of Atonement. The first was killed and its blood sprinkled on the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies. The second goat was let loose into the wilderness, alive, except in later years when apparently they pushed it over a cliff and killed it. That was not a part of the law. That was, I believe, a big mistake on their part, because they were, in essence, making both of them dead. That was not what was supposed to be done in the prophetic types. Christ is both goats and he is both doves, but it's in two manifestations, the first coming, the second coming. In bumping off the second goat, they, I believe, were, in essence, prophesying the condition of their own hearts to crucify the Messiah a second time. And that was not right.